سيدنا الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. When Buzruk has said, Har dard ki dawa hai, salli ala. Whenever a person has any pain, physical pain, spiritual pain, any form of difficulty, he is to recite Durood Sharif. Anything, anybody came for prescription also, he should say, recite Durood Sharif. Somebody said, you gave somebody this Durood Sharif. He said, this is what I have found shifa in, ruhani shifa in. So whenever we have any problem, recite Durood Sharif. And we have told many of our students, when they forget something also, recite Durood Sharif. At home also, if you forget something, you misplace something, recite Durood Sharif. With the barakat of that, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy for us, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I mentioned yesterday, inshallah, tonight we will listen to a Naat Sharif. But before we recite the Naat Sharif, we must understand the greatness of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we read the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how beautiful a life he lived, and when we read his shama'il, his features, how handsome and how beautiful of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, then the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into our heart. And when the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into our heart, then we feel like following his footsteps, and we feel like imitating Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that leads us to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and entrance into Jannat. So whilst a person fantasizes and uses his power of imagination for many, many, many haram things, instead of wasting our mind and our power of imagination in all those filth and fantasizing haram things, why not then picture ourselves in Madinah Munawwara, in the beautiful city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of us have been there. May Allah accept it. May Allah take us again and again. And for those who have not yet visited Madinah Munawwara and Makkah al-Mukarrama, it is my fervent dua that Allah Ta'ala takes every single person, inshallah. Those who haven't made Hajj, may Allah make the asbab and create the asbab and try and take the courage and say Bismillah and go for Hajj. It is the pillar of Islam. But the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Madinah Munawwara, it is not very easy just to mention in a few words. People have written volumes, kitabs upon kitabs. In fact, every person has mentioned, we cannot truly describe Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, one poet, which we have heard many times, he has said, it is impossible to truly praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his position is second only to Allah. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first position. Allah is the greatest. No person is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the makhluq, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the highest. As the Sufi Iqbal sahab, who was the Khalifa of Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah, has written this kitab on the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his position in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the epitome of every virtue, excellence and perfection in the universe. After Allah Ta'ala, it is the being of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is a symbol of perfection and beauty. Some of his outstanding qualities, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explain his own excellence in the following words. And of course, this was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the beloved Habib of Allah, and I do not boast about it. Ana Habibullah. Wala fakhr. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, I will be the flag bearer of the hamd, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And he says, even Adam alayhi salatu salam will be under my flag following me. I will be the first to intercede, and my intercession will be accepted, and I do not boast about that. This is the humility of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That great maqam Allah has given Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will be the first to intercede, and my intercession will be accepted. I will open the doors of Jannah, and I will be the first to enter Jannah with the poor people of my ummah, and I do not boast about it. And fifthly, I am the most honorable in the sight of Allah from the entire creation, and I do not boast about it. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an Majeed, various Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, Allah addressed them by the names. For example, Ya Nuh, Ya Musa, Ya Harun, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Idris. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, Ya Adam, were all addressed by the own, by the first name. But we don't find anywhere in the Qur'an Majeed where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Ya Muhammad. Yes, the word Muhammad appears. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. But Allah did not address Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Ya Muhammad, but Allah rather chose Ya أَيُّهَا Nabi, O my beloved Nabi. So this again shows the maqam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha mentions about the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says his character was the Qur'an Majeed. In other words, his character matched up to the requirements of the Qur'an Majeed. If you open the Qur'an says, this is how your character should be, this is what you should be doing, you would find that in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam mentions, I have traversed the east and the west, but I have found none superior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala was a very, very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually got a minbar erected for Hassan bin Sabit in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Hazrat Hassan would sit and he would recite couplets in the praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would defend Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tormented or ridiculed by the kuffar and mushrikeen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell Hassan, ascend the minbar, and now you respond to them. And Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala was so fortunate that he would praise the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu would make dua for him. Allahumma ayyidhu bi ruhi al-Qudus. O Allah, assist him with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hassan bin Sabit has mentioned, wa ahsana minka lam taraqattu ayni. More better than you, no eyes have seen, in praise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, no person is more beautiful and more handsome than you. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ. No woman has given birth to any child or any person more handsome and more beautiful than you. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. You have been created from free from any type of faults. كَأَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. As though you have been created exactly how you wished you wanted to be created. If Allah Ta'ala asked us, how do you want to be created before we were created? And each person will want to be they have the most beautiful eyes and the most beautiful features. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created absolutely beautiful. Just a few of his shamail. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an awe-inspiring personality. He was of medium height, neither too short nor too tall. However, in a gathering of people, he would appear to be the tallest amongst them. His noble face and countenance used to radiate like the full moon. His fairness was slightly inclined to a tannish complexion, which enhanced his beauty even more. His cheeks were even, soft and smooth. His forehead was broad, his eyebrows thick, curved and fine, with a slight space between them. His hair reached his ears and was parted at the center. His hair was not completely straight, nor completely curly. It was between the two, slightly curly. His eyes were large and beautiful. The pupil was extremely black, and the white of his eye had streaks of redness. His eyelashes were long. His nose had a luster and noor which caused it to appear slightly lengthy. His mouth was inclined towards broadness, and his teeth were rows of delicate pearls. There were slight spaces between his teeth that through which noor would emit whenever he spoke or smiled. His beard was thick and full. This enhanced his beauty. His neck was a masterpiece of sculpture in its elegance and charm. It had a shine like that of silver. Like this, we can go on mentioning the qualities of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his features. Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu, to understand the beauty of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, see what Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiallahu anhu says. He says, it was the 14th full moon. And we know how beautiful the moon is, the 14th full moon night when you go out, it's beautiful, shining. He says, I happened to see the moon and I began to admire the moon. But then my glance went on to the beloved Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who on that night was dressed in a red striped garment. At times I would look at the moon and admire the brilliance of the moon. And at times I would glance in the direction of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he says, I finally concluded that Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was much more beautiful than the moon. The grandson of Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu requested a famous Sahabiya, Hazrat Rubay bin Binti Muawwid radiallahu anha. He asked her to describe Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She replied, had you seen him, you would have thought the sun had just risen. Had you seen him, you would have thought that the sun had just risen. One Sahabi, after a majlis in the night with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went home. All the Sahaba went home. Nabiya Kareem also went home. But after some time, the Sahabi was very, very restless. Extremely restless. It was bechain. And he had this burning desire and this urge in him that I just need to see my beloved Nabiya Kareem's face just one more time. Just a few minutes ago, he was sitting in the company of Nabiya Kareem. But the ishq they had, that real love for Rasulullah, that he just couldn't hold it. He leaves his home, goes to the house of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, knocks on the door. Assalamu alaikum, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replies, what is it, my Sahabi? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I just wanted to see your Mubarak face just one more time. Now I'm satisfied. He took permission and then he left. Hazrat Sauban radiallahu ta'ala, once he comes to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you are ma'soom and you are the greatest Nabi of Allah. You are guaranteed Jannat. We don't know what is going to be our condition and plight on the day of Qiyamah. Khair, even if Allah Ta'ala gives us Jannat, and we appreciate that, but in Jannat, where our maqam will be, where your high rank and stage will be, you'll be so high up, we'll be right at the bottom, we will miss you, we won't see you. How will we feel then? And we'll feel that absence. We want to be with you all the time here in the world, we're with you. And in Akhirat, we'll miss you so much. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not reply at that time. The ayat came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Giving glad tidings to the Sahabi that person who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the meaning of true love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just lip service and say we are ashiks of Allah and His Rasul. Really to emulate, to practice, to follow the teaching of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people will be with Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, the Sahabi is being consoled by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Thuban, your maqam will be very, very close to me in Jannat. We all make dua that Allah gives us Jannat, Jannatul Firdaus, and we must be in the company of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One Bedouin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked Rasulullah sallam, Ya Rasulullah, when is Qiyamah taking place? Give me the exact date of Qiyamah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Qul innama al-ilmu inda Allah. Qiyamah exactly when it's going to occur, only Allah knows. But that is not important. How much have you prepared? He asked the Sahabi, how much are you prepared for Qiyamah? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I haven't done much. Extra salat or zakat, just the basic whatever I have commanded, what I have been commanded by Allah Ta'ala and yourself. I've read the Fard Salat, the Zakat, the Hajj. But Nawafil, I haven't done much. But Ya Rasulullah, I've got true love for you. On that Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, mentions to him, Al-Mar'u Ma'a Man Ahabba. A person will be on the day of Qiyamah and in paradise with that person who he loved in this world. We haven't seen Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we truly love him. If Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was here, we would have rushed forward, embraced him, kissed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, clung onto him, just want to be with him all the time. It is our dream. We picture Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't know what he really looked like, whatever description we have got. And we picture the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we stand in front of the Rose of Mubarak, we just wish if we could just have a peep and a glance at the beloved face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Lucky are those people who at least have seen Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their dream. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, when we heard this from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al-Mar'u Ma'a Man Ahabba, that a person on the day of Qiyamah, he will be with that person who he loved. He says, after accepting Islam, there was never a more joyous occasion than that particular day. When we heard this from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it gave us so much of consolement that we were real ashiks of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, we had hopes that on the day of Qiyamah, we will be raised with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The love the Sahaba had, really we cannot fathom. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu is making wudu, the water is still dripping from his hands. Sahaba would gush forward and grab that water. Zayd bin Wathina radiallahu ta'ala, he was taken as a captive and he was about to be killed. When they began to torment him, so one person, it is mentioned it was Abu Sufyan, at that time was not a Muslim. He was not yet a Sahabi, he was still a non-Muslim. Abu Sufyan asked him, "Oh Zayd, shouldn't it make you happy now if we release you? And in your place we put your messenger Muhammad here on the ground now. And you can be peace and happy with your family. Why must you go through all this pain and suffering? And we relieve you from this pain and we put in your place Muhammad. Won't you be happy?" He says, "Abu Sufyan, I cannot even tolerate one thorn pricking my Nabi, and you are saying that he must be in my place? Impossible." They really loved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One person, very pious person. Like how we are talking about the ishq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and how much we love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he felt for a moment that there isn't any person who has more love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam than he has. And perhaps he had the love like how Sahaba had for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That night he has a dream. And he's seeing a very strange, weird dream. That he is in a carriage with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sahaba also in that carriage. And this horse and cart is coming down a very steep slope. And it is about to crash and collide. So he says, "I jumped off this horse and cart or this carriage to save my life." And he says, "Suddenly I see this carriage comes to a halt and I see the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in putting their shoulders and their body in front of the wheel and stopping the carriage so that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not become hurt." He said, "I was worried about myself, but these were the Sahaba. This was just a dream." From this he realized what love the Sahaba had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love Nabi Kareem sallallahu had for his ummah, we have mentioned over the past few days also in the dua also. And how much of duas Nabi Kareem would make for us. But on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu recited the ayat of the Quran where Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentions to Allah, "In tu'azibhum fa innahum ibaduk." "Oh Allah, if you punish these servants of this ummah of mine, they are your servants. Wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim." If you forgive them, you are most great. You are full of wisdom. In other words, oh Allah, forgive them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reads this ayat of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam crying to Allah ta'ala, and Nabi Kareem begins to cry. Then he reads a verse of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, "Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathir, fa man tabi'ani fa innahu minni wa man asani fa innaka ghafur rahim." Oh Allah, these idols have deviated my qawm. They have led my qawm astray. Oh Allah, those who follow and obey me, and they follow me. Ya Allah, you will forgive them. In other words, Allah, the others also, you give them hidayah, you forgive them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried and cried and cried. Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is mentioned in the hadith, Allah knows why Nabi Kareem is crying. But so that this story, this incident comes to his ummah, for us to understand that fikr he had, Allah sends Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Jibreel, go and ask my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is it? Why is he crying? So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then he asks, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad, ma yudkik, why are you crying? What makes you cry? What is happening? He said, I read these verses and I thought about my ummah. What is going to be the condition of my ummah on the day of Qiyamah? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi begins to sob, he is crying. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, this is the condition of your Nabi. This is the reason why he is crying. He is concerned about his ummah. What is going to be their fate? What is going to be their plight? What is going to be their condition? Allah tells Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Jibreel, go to my Nabi and give him glad tidings. Inna sanurdika fi ummatik. We will make you happy regarding your ummah on the day of Qiyamah. We will make you happy with regards to your ummah on the day of Qiyamah. These type of ahadith give us such consolement, but it does not mean we just sit back and relax and don't make any effort. Look at the sacrifices of Nabi Kareem Sam has made for us. Today, let us be honest to ourselves. We hardly find time to send durood and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Each one knows his own condition. How many times durood do we read on a daily basis out of Ramadan? How much of durood? If we actually count, perhaps sometimes a day goes past or a week goes past, we haven't even read one durood sharif. Perhaps maybe on a Friday, some person gets some tawfiq, he said durood sharif, or if some durood and salam is read in the masjid, then we sit. Yet Nabi Kareem made so much of sacrifices for his ummah. Al-Bakhiru man dhukirtu indahu wa lam yusalli alayya. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that person, if my name is taken in his presence and he fails to send durood and salam upon me, at least this much we can say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If that person fails to even say durood and salam upon me, send salutation upon me, then he is regarded by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a bakhil, a kanjus, a miser. Let us make it a habit from today. 5 times, 10 times, 100 times, durood and salam kitab is so easy, just to take it and read it. But read it with love for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As I mentioned, picture yourself. I mentioned today, inshallah, we will go to Medina, not physically, but use our imagination, instead of thinking and picturing other haram things. Do not worry about the rest of the people. Think of yourself going to Medina Munawwara, and now you're entering Masjid Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And how beautiful and how peaceful it is, really. The desire is always, the people think this person has gone mad all the time, what is he going to go to Medina for? It's something we cannot make anybody understand. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true ishq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is easy to claim today, very easy to claim. But may Allah give us the true burning ishq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make us true muttabeen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, really following his footsteps and following the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have just adopted one or two sunnah, alhamdulillah, at least something we have done. But thousands of sunnah we have just discarded. Bring the sunnah in our life. Month of Ramadan is here. We're not looking at any person's face. But with very kind, very gentle, very soft words, it is a plea. Let us now make up our mind that inshallah this much, the beard of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the complete beard of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sunnat miqdar, the sunnat length of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam beard, let us keep it. For the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, imagine the day of Qiyamah you appear before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Person is clean shaven. What hurt you give to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We stand in front of the Rose of Mubarak. We make As-salatu As-salamu Alaika Ya Rasulullah. What pain must be going to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You claim you love me, but this is your condition. Your face even, you have not even imitated me. So this much we can do. At least one sunnat in before Ramadan completes. We don't have to worry what the next person is going to say. Remember, on the day of Qiyamah, your neighbor, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your in-laws, your friends, no person can come to and assist you. Tonight we read in Taraweeh, يَوْمَ يَفِرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. A person will run away from his brother, from his children, from his wife, from his parents. Every person will only be concerned about himself. Nafsi, nafsi. Now imagine that day, we won the Mubarak water of Hawz Kawthar from the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us make an effort. Today we worry about the next person, what he's going to say, and what these people are going to laugh at us. They are not going to assist us. When mouth comes to us, our eyes close. Khalas. We are gone in the qabr. We have to answer, who is your Rabb? What is your deen? Man hadha rajul? The form or the picture of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was presented before us. And if we can't recognize Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what answers are we going to give? May Allah give us a true understanding and the true ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just mentioned one more. They mentioned about the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say everything is so perfect, so beautiful. بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ صَلُّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would occasionally rest in the afternoon at the house of Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha. Very pious, devout lady who was the mother of Anas radiallahu ta'ala. Brothers, I don't have time to explain to who Anas radiallahu ta'ala was. Very basically, he was the khadim of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was 10 years of age when his mother came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, today's dua will be short. We'll finish quickly, inshallah. He was 10 years old. People, the muhajirin made hijrah, they came to Madinah Munawwara. Sahaba, the Ansar, came with gifts, various gifts to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Umm Sulaym had nothing to give Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But she comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, Ya Rasulullah, Ansar gave you various gifts. I don't have anything by me. Besides this child of mine, 10 years old, please take him and use him as your khadim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hurt her feelings. He accepted Anas. Took Anas as a khadim. The khadim, we think servant is going to slog whole day and give him so much. Anas radiallahu anhu lived with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the next 10 years of his life. Till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on. In other words, he was 20 years old when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. And Anas radiallahu anhu says, he says, Wallah, Allah's qasam, there wasn't an occasion when the Nabi of Allah told me even oof. There wasn't an occasion when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded me to do something, and if I didn't do it, he never ever reprimanded me. And if I did something which I should not have done, he never ever scolded me. 10 years. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him for some errand. Anas, do this work for me. Anas is a young boy. He goes out in the street and he sees other friends there and he forgets about the errand and he's busy playing with his friends. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting. Where's my Anas? After some time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets worried. He goes out in search for Anas radiallahu ta'ala. And then suddenly he sees him playing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is shafqat, his muhabbat. From behind he comes, holds Anas by his hip, grabs him. Anas tries to push, who's this person? He says, oh, it is my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas, and some riwayat mentioned, Ya Unais, with love. Oh, my Anas, you forgot? I told you to do some work. Ya Rasulullah, I forgot, please, maaf. And he runs, he does his work. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu got such a dua from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a dua, that he had so much of barakat in his rizq, that other sahaba, their orchards would bear fruit once a year. Anas radiallahu anhu's orchard would bear fruit twice a year. It is mentioned 120 children, grandchildren included, he buried himself. He lived for over 100 years. Over 100 years, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so much of dua. Allahumma barikhu. Allah give him barakat in his family, in his rozi, in his wealth, in his property, everything. So Anas radiallahu anhu, he was a khadim of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now his mother says, due to the excessive perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a number of drops would collect on his leather bedding. Hazrat Umm Sulaym, the mother of Anas radiallahu ta'ala, she would then collect these drops in a bottle and preserve it with utmost care and respect. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired the reason for doing so, she replied, when we mix your blessed perspiration with our itar, your perspiration, the perfume that comes out from there, it surpasses all perfumes in its fragrance. They say that more than musk was the fragrance that came out from the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say that that zameen and that sand, that turab, that mitti, which is touching the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he is buried, it is far greater than the Kaaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just from this kitab also. Once when the blessed Rasulullah's health had deteriorated, And Nabi Sam became very, very sick just before he passed away. And the love Sahaba had for him. Now it was Fajr Salat, and Nabi Sam could not come for Salat in the masjid. He was extremely weak. The last few Salat, he had to come and put his hand over the shoulder of two of his Sahaba, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Fazl radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, and he should drag and come, and just make it for Salat. It's a long story, but here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam opens the curtain. And Sahaba look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That was the last sight they had of the Mubarak face of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looks at his beloved Sahaba, all waiting for him, and he smiles. That was the last time they see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is mentioned here, that he opened his door, and he looked into the masjid after Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had completed the salat. Sahaba narrate that at that moment, the face of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was as though it was a page from the Quran. While envisioning, while imagining the scene in the cave of Thor, remember Hijrat from Makkah to Mukarrama, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now traveling with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was looking upon the radiant face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting in his lap, you know, in the cave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr put the Mubarak head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his lap, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr put his two feet just to close those two holes that were in the cave. Now, as the Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi, he captures the scene, and he puts it in his words, very beautifully. As the Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, "O Abu Bakr, your lap is like a desk, and the radiant face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like a manuscript of the Quran. O Abu Bakr, you are like the reciter who sits and reads the Quran." Once, Hazrat Abu Hasan al-Kharqani rahmatullahi stated, the face of Bayezid Bustami rahmatullahi was so illuminated, anyone who saw him would have the knots of disbelief in his heart untied. Person sees Bayezid Bustami and accepts his iman. One person objected. He says, when Abu Jahl saw the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knot in his heart did not untie. So how can you say that by looking at the face of Bayezid Bustami then, the knots in people's heart were untied and they became Muslim? If Abu Jahl, seeing the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was greater than Bayezid Bustami, if his heart did not change, he didn't bring iman, then how other people, if they look at Bayezid Bustami, how did they accept iman then? Hazrat Abu Hasan Kharqani rahmatullah retorted. He said, "Oh ignorant person, oh Jahil, when did Abu Jahl ever look upon the radiant face of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Person was taken aback. Obviously Abu Jahl saw Nabi Sallam many times. How did he fail to look at the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Kharqani rahmatullah then replied. He says, "Abu Jahl looked at him as Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. Had he even once viewed him as Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, then Abu Jahl would never have been bereft of guidance and hidayat. He would have accepted iman." Once Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala, who had been leading, he was a Jewish rabbi, and then he accepted Islam. He became a very great sahabi. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intending to ask him three questions. But just upon looking at the noor on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he accepted Islam. Someone asked him, what caused him to divert from his original purpose in coming? He pointed towards the radiant face of the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Wallah, هذا الوجه ليس وجه الكذاب." He says, "By Allah, this face is not the face of a liar." So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned, picture ourselves in Medina Munawwara, the beautiful green dome. When you look at the green dome, it seems as though the green dome is boasting over all the other domes in the world, that I got beneath me the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beautiful, there is no place that will give you sukoon in the world like the sukoon in Medina Munawwara. And one of the best iftar a person can have in his life, the most peaceful, serene atmosphere is when you're sitting in the Dasar Khan in Medina Munawwara, in Masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything is so tranquil, so peaceful. You can actually feel the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there when you're sitting so close by. May Allah ta'ala enable us to go again and again to Medina Munawwara and become people of Medina, inshaAllah. Give only one later. We recite this Naat Sharif of Zakim Akhtar Sahab Damar Barkatu. We all have heard this Naat many, many, many times. I haven't brought any new Naat because most of you have heard it. You'll have heard the Tashri also from Maulana many, many times. And you know the words also. Those who know the words can join in also. Please do not worry about the voice and tune. Yasubhi Madina, Yashame Madina. Again, the purpose of these Ash'ari is not just for entertainment. It is to inculcate in us, imbibe in us the love for Madina Munawwara, the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that we have that ishq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and we become true followers of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe qiyame Madina. Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe qiyame Madina. Bala jaane kya ja mumina e alam, bala jaane kya ja mumina e alam, tera kaife khush kharame Madina. Ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, ye subhe Madina, ye shame Madina, Mubarak tujhe qiyame Madina. Madine ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par umde nazar e tera mein Madina. Madine ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par umde nazar e tera mein Madina. Madina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Ye subh-e Madina, ye shaam-e Madina, Mubarak tujhe qiyam-e Madina. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hai jo hogi, nigahon mein sultaniyat hai jo hogi, jo paayega dil mein qiyam-e Madina. Nigahon mein sultaniyat hai jo hogi, jo paayega dil mein qiyam-e Madina. Madina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam-e Madina. Ye subh-e Madina, ye shaam-e Madina, Mubarak tujhe qiyam-e Madina. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan ye nizam-e Madina. Sukoon-e jahan tum غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ.
Make a short zikr inshallah and then go on. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله we make shukr to you for every ni'mat you have given us ya Allah on this mubarak night ya Allah the last few days of Ramadan ya Allah and especially tonight being a Saturday night ya Allah you save us You saved us from so many haram things and so many haram places, Ya Allah. And so many things we could have been doing. We could have just wasted our this Mubarak night, Ya Allah, in vain, futility, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us tawfiq of joining here, assembling here in your masjid, Ya Allah. For no other reason, Ya Allah, but for your pleasure. We haven't done anything, Ya Allah, but we have taken your name, Ya Allah. And the beloved name of your beloved Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, accept whatever... Ya Allah, whatever tilawat we have made, whatever dhikr we made, the durood we sent, and Ya Allah, whatever we have spoken about your greatness and that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Naat Sharif recited, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a reality, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a reality for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, my most beautiful Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, Ya Allah. You are so caring, Ya Allah. You are so full of compassion, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving, Ya Allah. You are so caring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are so great, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can go on and mention, Ya Allah, your tarif and your praise, and we can make your thana, Ya Allah. But we haven't truly appreciated you, Ya Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran and Majeed, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ My bandas have not appreciated me. How I ought to have been appreciated. Ya Allah, forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all tarif, all praise is only due to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum bahut kamzor hai, Ya Allah. Hum nadim hai, Ya Allah. Hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, gunah karte karte. Ya Allah, hum thak gaye, Ya Allah. We are tired of committing gunahs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our time be spent more fruitfully, Ya Allah. In your ibadat, Ya Allah. In your ishq, Ya Allah. In your muhabbat, Ya Allah. In the ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In your itaat, Ya Allah. In the itaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Save us from the fire of jahannam, Ya Allah. Save our children, Ya Allah. Our family members, Ya Allah. Our parents, Ya Allah. Our grandparents, Ya Allah. Our wives, our children, our family members. All our relatives, Ya Allah. Our neighbors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our asatizah ikram, Ya Allah. All our apas and muallimas, Ya Allah. And all our students, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, your tawfiq. Your kindness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is only through your ability, your tawfiq, Ya Allah. We have got no ability, Ya Allah. We have got no strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tonight we were feeling so tired, Ya Allah. So weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give us the strength, Ya Allah. Ye tooti pooti ibadat, Ya Allah. Tu usko kabul farma. Ya Allah, you accept it, Ya Allah. Accept all the tarawih salah we made. All the tilawat we made, Ya Allah. All the dhikrullah we made, Ya Allah. All the durood and salam we read to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all the duas we made from the beginning of Ramadan right till now, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah. Do not reject it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you reject us, Ya Allah, we will be doomed, Ya Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Mughni, Ya Samad, O Allah, there's such sweetness in your name. Ya Allah, in this month of Ramadan, with your fazal, your kindness, Ya Allah, we are absolutely useless. We are useless, we can do nothing, Ya Allah. You give us some bit of enjoyment and some sweetness, Ya Allah, of your ibadat, Ya Allah. After the month of Ramadan, do not snatch it away from us again, Ya Allah. Increase us in the sweetness of your iman, in that ibadat, Ya Allah. Make us endeavor, Ya Allah. Don't make us ghafil of you, Ya Allah. Don't make us forget you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you don't forget us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah in the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you are not pardoned by any time or any space, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us Ramadan for our sake, Ya Allah. Undoubtedly, the blessings in Ramadan is much more greater than any other month. But Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are the same Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us even out of Ramadan also. Do not make us go back to our filthy habits, Ya Allah. To all those gunas, Ya Allah, which we have avoided in the month of Ramadan, which we have nafrat for in the month of Ramadan. Make us despise these gunas and hate these gunas, like how we do not like to be messed in stool and urine, Ya Allah. Make us have nafrat for these vice and all these evil places, Ya Allah, even after Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make your masjid khali after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, the day of Eid, just the hilal is already, just when it appears, Ya Allah, we become so weak that the same beard we kept in the month of Ramadan, we take the razor blade, we shave it off, as though we tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi, we don't love your sunnat. We don't have real love for you. We just kept in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we go back to old practices, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is hardly even Eid day complete. The masjid just for a few namazes, it is full. Ya Allah, the day after Eid, absolutely wehran, absolutely empty. For Fajr Salat, one or two serfs, Ya Allah. In some masajid, just the imam and the muazzin, just one person from the locality. Ya Allah, how disloyal we are to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, years have passed in our life, and this has been the procedure every year of Ramadan. Ey Malik-e Kareem, Ya Allah, you make this Ramadan festival of hidayat, Ya Allah, a change in our life, Ya Allah, in the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we don't even know how to ask you, Ya Allah, but Ya Allah, we have yaqeen, we are following the words of your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hum bahut kamzor hai, Ya Allah, bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, tu janta hai, tu allamul ghuyub hai, Ya Allah, hum to kuch nahi hai, Ya Allah, hum to yahan baith gaye, Ya Allah. Lekin hum haath ko, Ya Allah, we are spinning in front of you, Ya Allah, tere darbar mein, Ya Allah, we are knocking at your door, Ya Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, Ya Allah. Tawfiq is in your hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is from the treasures beneath your arsh, Ya Allah, which you know, Ya Allah, you have given us understanding of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that we cannot shun any guna, but with your assistance, we cannot do any ta'at, we cannot read salat, we cannot give zakat, we can't go for hajj, we can't keep roza, we can't make your dhikr, we can't read Quran, we can't do any ibadat, but with your kindness, with your strength, with send from you, with your power, with your assistance, with your tawfiq, Ey Malik-e Kareem, after the month of Ramadan, make us excel in ibadat, Ya Allah. Make us true ashiqs of you, Ya Allah. True ashiq, Ya Allah. Ab teri muhabbat ata farma. Teri muhabbat ata farma. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Wa hubba amalin yubalighuna hubbak. Make us have true love for you, Ya Allah. Cleanse our filthy hearts, Ya Allah. Our hearts are corroded, Ya Allah. They are rusted, Ya Allah. They are clogged, Ya Allah. They have become so hard, Ya Allah. Quran we read, we don't become affected. We make dhikr, we don't become affected. We read namaz, we say Allahu Akbar, we don't become affected. We make sajda, but you think of our beloved people, we think of our illicit relationships we have with other people, Ya Allah. In sajda also, we fantasize, we imagine other people besides you, Ya Allah. Ey Malik-e Kareem, remove ghairullah from our hearts. Ya Allah, you fill your noor of iman. Ya Allah, your noor in our hearts. The noor of Quran, the noor of zikr, Ya Allah. The noor of durood, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us such a pakka ashiq, Ya Allah. Do not just make it be a lip service, Ya Allah. Do not just make it the month of Ramadan. We change our garb, we change our clothing, Allah, and after Ramadan, we go back to old tricks and old habits, Ya Allah. Make us true practicing Muslims, Ya Allah. Such that the non-Muslims see us, Ya Allah. They must be attracted to Islam. They must understand the true meaning of Islam, Ya Allah. And you spread hidayah throughout the four corners of the world now, Ya Allah. Eh Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Days are going past. Time is moving so rapidly. The ummah is going more and more and more in pareshan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the earthquake, Ya Allah. It devastated so many homes, Ya Allah. And so many other, Ya Allah, whatever other earthquakes or whatever other punishment has come, whatever other disasters have come, Ya Allah. Eh Malik Kareem, it is because of our sins, Ya Allah. We are sitting here. We have angered you. We have invited your azab. Eh Malik Kareem, we make tawbah and istighfar, tawbah and nasuha tonight in this masjid, especially, Ya Allah, and whichever other masjid, Ya Allah, people are raising their hands in Baytullah, Ya Allah, in the night also, Ya Allah, they are making taraweeh, they are crying in front of your multazam, they are crying behind their team, behind Maqam Ibrahim, in Madinah Munawwara, Ya Allah, people are crying in Qiyamul Layl, Ya Allah, in the different masajid of the world, Ya Allah, your Ahlullah, your Khasani Khuda, Ya Allah, your pious bandas, they are raising their hands, Ya Allah, they are crying for the ummah of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah, we have reached such an ebb, such an ebb. There's no other place to go more lower than this now, Ya Allah. Eh Malik Kareem, when a child has fallen, when a child has got hurt, when a child is injured, and the child has fallen to mess, the mother grabs the child, cleanses the child, picks the child up, cleanses the child, kisses the child, cuddles the child. Eh Malik Kareem, put us in your ghosha of rahmat, Ya Allah. Send your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Up to Ya Allah, to hamara banja. Oh Ya Allah, make us yours, Ya Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Save us from every type of azab, from every type of punishment, Ya Allah. Help us to assist one another. Make the Muslims united throughout the world. Ya Allah, make us ek and nek, Ya Allah. Make us salihin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us salihin, Ya Allah. Make us muttaqeen, Ya Allah. Make us maqbooleen, Ya Allah. Make us your mahbubin, Ya Allah. And make us the ashiq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, raha, protection. Ya Allah, whatever sicknesses, bimari we've got, Ya Allah. And all those people who are suffering, Ya Allah, in hospitals, home, wherever they may be, whatever disease they have got, Ya Allah, people have body aches, heart pains, Ya Allah, head pains, their feet are paining, their knees are paining, their shoulders, their bodies are paining, their livers are, Ya Allah, they have got some bimari, Ya Allah, people have got cancer, they are suffering with such sicknesses, Ya Allah, eh Malik, eh Kareem, shifa is in your hands, you give every person shifa, batini shifa, zahiri shifa, Ya Allah, complete shifa, kamil shifa, ajilan, Ya Allah, quickly, Ya Allah, don't make any one of us suffer any type of, Ya Allah, punishment or any type of pain, any type of suffering. Whatever musibat, Ya Allah, is on our heads, Ya Allah. Especially those who have sitting here now and they've raised their hands, Ya Allah. And our mothers at home, Ya Allah. And those who have requested duas. Eh Malik Kareem, tu janta hai kya kya musibat hai hamare sar par. Ya Allah, tu us musibat ko dur farma, Ya Allah. In musibat ko phenk de, Ya Allah. Throw it away from our heads, Ya Allah. Do not make any one of us suffer anymore, Ya Allah. Whatever desires, Ya Allah, we have got, Ya Allah. Fulfill every person's desire, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these brothers have come, Ya Allah. Anticipating, Ya Allah, hope, your mercy, your maghfirat. Do not make us go back home empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have said, Ya Allah, we said the program would be short, but Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we absorbed, Ya Allah, in your zikr, in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Eh Malik Kareem, baksh de ab, Ya Allah. Tu baksh de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we require you, Allah. We require you, Allah. We have read, the moment you give your hand to the banda of yours, Ya Allah, and he holds your hand, Ya Allah, then you will never let him go. You will never throw him down. You will never chuck him away. Ya Allah, he will cling on to you. Eh Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, give us urwatul wuthqa. Ya Allah, give us the rope, Ya Allah. Wa'atasimu bihablillah. Make us, give us the rope of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not give us respite and chance. And then, Ya Allah, send an azab upon us and destroy us. Eh Allah, make shaitan displeased, Ya Allah. Do not put us in jannah with shaitan, Ya Allah. Give us jannatul firdaus and forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina wa akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. Wa'afu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Anta maulana fansurna ala alqawm kafirin. Ya Allah, how beautifully you have mentioned. You are our maula. You are our protector. You are one who, you are our guardian. You care for us. You are so loving. Eh Malik Kareem. Ya Allah, assist us, Ya Allah. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Ya Allah, honor us. Do not disgrace the ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not disgrace us in this world, nor in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Whatever problems we have, Ya Allah, remove that problem, Ya Allah, and send durood and salam upon our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, few days of Ramadan are left now, Ya Allah. Especially tomorrow night, Ya Allah. Make it easy for us, Ya Allah, to make your ibadat properly, Ya Allah. Whatever programs you will take, Ya Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, you give us ikhlas, Ya Allah. Protect us from riya, from kibar, from kina, bughz, adawat, hasad, and all the filthy things, Ya Allah. Give us a clean, park, pure heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and imbibe in our hearts, Ya Allah, your love and the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And bless us with Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make your masjid Abad, Ya Allah, tomorrow night and every other night and these remaining nights, do not make us mahroom. Do not make us amongst the unfortunate. Ya Allah, make us from those who will be the lucky ones and who will be granted that prize on the last night of Ramadan. Ya Allah, make us become winners now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have been losers our entire life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ab hame kamyab, Ya Allah, kijiye. Make us kamyab, Ya Allah. Make us from the successful, from the faizin, from the muflihin. Ya Allah, and give us Jannatul Firdaus. Subhan Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.